What's up, guys? Amage is back in the game, so welcome back to Code 7! So, we play episode 1, so we continue to play episode 1 today. But first of all, I want to really thank the developers, because, for the background, like, I've played episode 0 before I bought the game. So I played episode 0, it was available for free, and after I finished it, I said, yep, I like the game, and I got it for myself, then I bought it. There are achievements for episode 0, but it didn't unlock them when I started up the game after purchasing it. So I wrote to the developers if it's possible to get the achievements if you have played the game without having to replay the episode 0, and he said he's going to look into that topic. It's not that long ago, like the day I purchased the game, actually. It was the release day. Was it the release day? No, it was 1 or 2 days after the release day, I think. And now, today, I started up the game. There was an update today. When I started up Steam, there was an update. And when I started up the game, the two achievements for episode 0 are actually unlocked. So now it realized that I've played the game and it unlocked it. So really, what I really like about this, that the developers listen to the people that play their game and really take the actions. And yeah, now I have the achievement without having to replay episode 0. That's something I really appreciate. Like, not every developer cares that much about the players, but yeah. Just that for the beginning, and now we will continue after I've talked enough. I know, I'm sorry for that, but that's something I really appreciate. So, let's continue. Episode 0. Let's go. Let's see where we are. Where the game saved, actually.
The crash looks even worse up close. There's really nothing left of the
ship. Alright, I'll make a cut here. Alright, guys, here we are. So, well, we don't have that much choices where to go, so let's check this out right here. Oh boy. Alright, so I think we should be safe at S1. Yep, we are. SB1, let's go here. SB2. Go. Oh boy. That didn't work. Ah boy. Fuck off. Shit. It didn't went too well. This is really hard. Dude. What the fuck? No, I want to go that way. Alright.
Go! S5 and IT01.
Oh! Well.
Welcome to the Cable Orphanage, also known as the IT Room. Let's see if we can find something of use to help us get into the cargo
Cable Orphanage.
There's a computer, a laptop, some hardware, and some other device in the corner.
Alright, let's check everything out.
Well, there's no key card around that we could use, but... Oh, there's a card writer right here.
Look at that.
We can make our own security card. All we need is... Let me check that list quickly. Okay, got it. We need a bunch of data, but let's worry about that later. Most of it, if not all, will be in the upper part of the dome. It's where the scientific facility and archive is.
All right.
So let's find a way to get into the northern part of the dome.
Have you been in here before?
No, I'm just an excellent researcher. I studied the schematics of the station before I came here. Never liked going somewhere unprepared.
That's a really good call.
People usually respond with, "You're crazy."
Oh, I like that. Inspect everything.
An overused computer. Half of the letters on the keyboard are ineligible anymore. The laptop doesn't look much better. We've got some sheets here. A couple of numbers, names. There are books about Aztecs, Mayan mythology, and African folklore.
All right.
What can I get you, Blue Screen? Screws? Cables? Plantines? Oh boy, there's even a hard copy of Windows 12. Someone must be into retro.
Windows 12? I don't even know in what year this game plays, but obviously a few years in the future because, well, they are on other planets doing research, so yeah.
Huh, what a weird tool.
What?
The security card writer.
Right, let's check out the card. Can we hack the card machine? Oh, we don't have... Oh. What's her last name again? Oh, Ilyushin. I think. Oh boy, I don't know. Oh, fuck. Alright. Attempt brute force. Let's attempt a brute force attack. Brute force attack didn't have enough information. Huh. Can we hack? Ah, look at that.
I wish I was this organized.
Alright. Let's see if there's a code 7 here. Nope. Let's install the network jammer. Maybe we need it. Who knows? Can only be used from within MIM attack. Alright.
They got obsessed with it. Both of them. I asked for a relocation to the other dome. I don't want to be here anymore. It's freaking me out.
Okay. Texas, Hayes, Texas. Things I can't forget this year. Alright. Everything looks very good. Okay, now I think we got some data to try. Available words 5. Let's try brute force attack now. Didn't have enough still. Really? Alright then. Alright then, let's move on. Come on. What's in here? That was close. Quick! Oh. Let's go there. That's bad. Oh, no! I ran right into it. I just wanted to change direction, but she didn't go down like I wanted, but she went up. So, where does it go? Where do I go? Go, 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 go! Whew! Go to security.
The center security room. This must be Colburn's main office. It's very clean and organized. Almost sterile, I would say. But there is a personal thing right here. A photo. It's a little girl. She's maybe, under 10, I would guess. She's smiling. Maybe that's Lily.
Who was Lily again? I guess... Oh, the one nobody was allowed to talk about.
Remember the interrogation? I told Colburn that I stumbled over the name Lily multiple times, and he totally flipped. must be someone important to him. Oh, there's also a voice recorder in this drawer.
Log T-87. If we can't find out what causes the Phantom Plague soon, I don't know what then. We put every researcher on this. Log T-86. We're not making progress. No progress at all. Maybe we're running against a wall here. I'll kill their funding if Aso can't get me results in the next 2 weeks. I saw my daughter today. She looked a bit skinny, but she seemed happy. I want to see Lily more often. Not only once a week.
There we have it. Lily is his daughter. She was here on this station. I hope she left before all this started.
Let's hope so. So, can we hack into that? Oh, man in the middle attack. Alright, where are we? That was fucking close. Shit. All right. That was quick. Great. System unlocked. Let's see, there's a problem. How in God's name could Subject 55 escape? They're drugged. They're not capable of making decisions. Holy shit. And there's a new girl. There's a new girl in town. So, anyway.
None of those fucking scientists can explain to me why our people are dying. What am I paying them for? The Phantom Plague, they call it. Instead of wringing their hands and whimpering about this Phantom Plague, they need to get their asses to work and stop it.
Gotta agree on that.
Richard, will you pick up your goddamn phone? What were you thinking writing your own scenarios into the program? Are you crazy? This can severely harm our subjects. You're an investor. For Christ's sakes, nothing more. You don't have any right to interfere with the experiments.
All right, we're recording. Now confess.
I saw her escaping. I didn't stop her. It was my fault.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Shit. Import, that sounds good. Subjects in induced hallucinatory state, short IHS, must be marked with a red wristband. All IHS subjects can be induced with a total of 10 scenarios, scenarios 1 to 10. To release a subject from IHS, the release code has to be spoken to them. Other methods are being worked on. Remember, only subjects who can hear or see are suitable, since IHS only works with audio-visual clues. You have to read this.
Oh, a manual for how to experiment on people? God, they really just see them as lab rats, don't they? Red wristband means they're in a hallucinative state. That state can be removed by saying a certain release phrase. So there are certain phrases to control or release them? Maybe we can find more out.
We need to. They did a lot of experiments on people. I mean, seriously. Are you for real? Can we access the network? I want to go to that one again. Can we maybe now... Do we have more... info? Didn't have enough information. Okay, I get it. Oh, I can access the printer here. Oh, yeah. It doesn't really help. What else can we access? That computer. We haven't been at that place yet. I mean, can we even go? Yeah, we can go there. You know what? Let's go there right now. Move to D... 222. IT-02. Let's check that out.
A small IT office. I guess this is where people are coming to hear the "have you tried turning it off and on again?" question. There's a letter, a half full cup of coffee on the table, a shelf with spare parts, and a card box labeled Lucky Charms. There's also a keycard writer, like in the other IT office. I guess we can create it in either room.
Great. Good to know.
Let's retain at least a little bit of privacy on this station. I don't want to open people's letters.
At this point, it really doesn't matter anymore.
I'll read it. Might contain data. Dear Mrs. Maha, I'm sorry to inform you that your wife has been killed during the uprising in New Berlin. Okay, that's enough.
Shit.
Huh, origami. Lots and lots of origami figures. Some kind of birds, I assume. They're really pretty and well-crafted. Plantines, screws, and more of the sort. I could grab one of everything in case we need it to solve a problem later.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that was a joke. I'm not gonna carry around a pile of spare parts and wrenches.
Why not?
French roast, brewed 2 hours ago, sweetened with 2 cubes of sugar. Just kidding, I have no idea. It's coffee.
I like her, just for the fact that she's, like, a little bit, you know, I don't know how to call it. She's really witty and she's really sarcastic. I like that. Really? Alright. Ah, this is how we can open the door in the end. I like that. I seriously like that. Fuck. Come on. Come on.
Come.
Oh, fuck. I really don't think that it will work like this. Oh, now it should. Nope. I need to install this damn jammer. What? The hell was that? All right. Why is my signal lost to her? I seriously don't like that. Damn! How can I... Utilities, those are... Right. Install a fucking network jammer. Great. Can I now... Please run this stupid... Attack? Huh. So, wait.
Enough with that letter already.
No. Alright. How can I... It didn't work. Now it's... Alright, this is how it works. Great. Alright.
Oh,
I'm so stupid. Why am I that stupid? Tell me. Really? I need to know. That was fucking close. So, come on. Now. I need this to work. Huh. What? How does this freaking attack work again? I seriously can't remember. How can I, like... Ah. I hate it. Come on. Can I just... I can't put it here. Network jammer. It's even explained there. What? I can't deploy it right there. That's annoying. I can only use this over here. That doesn't really help. Right, I need to install this somewhere else. Right, where do we need to install this? We installed it over there. You know what? Install it on the fucking printer. Why not? And install it, well, just everywhere. Oh no, I can't log in there, right? Yeah. Okay. Now we should have, yeah. Great. Now we have that to deploy that over here. Come on. Fuck. That won't last long enough, I'm afraid. Fuck. Ah. I was too slow. Alright, now. Alright. This time it finally worked. Yeah, this took me forever, I know. I didn't understand it fully. Now. Great. Just email say, hey, new info found, destination. And a year. Cinnamon, favorite spice. And Jaina Mayer Park. Alright. I like that. File permissions. That looks great. Download. Can be installed on all computers. No files found. What? Okay. Let me see. So, file permission run. Files. Oh. That's the same stuff we listened to already, alright? Oh, read, yes, right, no. Okay, that's interesting. I just have no idea what to do with this just yet. That might be really, really interesting and useful. Okay, let me check if we can now finally get into that one. Now we have 8 words available. Alright, now the brute force attack should work. Yes. Nice. Alright, reminder to an appointment. Scheduled appointment. With the label fuck your depression. Okay. Fine, you win, but I will not bail you out of prison, okay? First source, password is science2111. That's good to know. So, he doesn't have any files, right? Didn't I install this? I couldn't install this so far. Let's just install everything. Oh, no files found. Alright. Alright. So, what else? Okay. I think that's all we can do so for now. So let's go back up there to security. Oh boy. I just thought about going to the right, but we won't get far. Alright, we only can go up here. Let's check out Hamish's computer first.
Hamish Krieger's office. There's nothing but a computer on a desk and a box of odds and ends. Was he about to leave the station?
Who knows? Oh, fuck.
Krieger's computer is off. I'm turning it on.
Great idea.
Personal things, photos, office supplies. Was he transferred, fired, promoted? The mystery continues.
Sometimes a word flashes on the screen. I can't read it. I really want to know what it says. Maybe I will try to read it while editing the video.
Empty drawers. Oh wait, here's a book. The Last Chronicle. It's a novel. Can't be that good if he leaves it behind.
Right. Alright, let's check out his computer.
There's really not much for me to do here. Should we move on?
Nope. Wait. Verena and Philip. Fuck you, bitch. That's a nice subject to write an email with. I will not let you threaten me. Do you understand me? I could have Colburn take care of you, but not even you deserve that. Pack your things, Krieger. You're leaving with the next ship tomorrow. A formal letter will be in your inbox later today. He will receive a formal letter, at least. I mean, that's nice. I mean, I'll check for code 7, just in case. I mean, who knows? Alright. Yep, that's actually it here. So, let's go over. Oh. Alright. Oh, who's up there? I see people.
This must be the prep room. There's sanitation, gloves, goggles. You get the picture. There's some instructions here on the table and also a document scanner.
I saw 5 blue points.
This is a regular document scanner. We should remember it's here in case we find any important documents. Gloves, petri dishes, injection needles, and a bunch of sedatives. I wonder, who are they sedating here and what for?
Who knows?
1. Do not talk or touch participants under IHS. 2. Do not keep participants in IHS for longer than 30 minutes. 3. After IHS, participants need at least 3 hours to recover?
Shit. Alright, so install everything again. We might need it. Huh. Oh. Alright, we can't scan anything because... for obvious reasons. Alright, so I'm really curious. We can now access files, so maybe we can print something out and have to scan it in there and do something with it? I really don't know. And, well, my problem right now is I have no idea what to do next. And I can't go anywhere. I'm pretty sure I have to go into that camp's room. But, well... Oh boy. Oh boy.
We need a key.
I hate that shit.
The door's locked. We need a key. The label on the door reads NeuroLab, and it's hi? What the...
Who's there?
Are you alright? Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Can you please tell me what you see?
There are people in hospital gowns, standing, and they have wired helmets on their heads. They're all staring into nothing and don't respond. What the fuck?
Can you get through the room?
I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure I want to. Through here without being detected. I really don't want to trigger an alarm. What sick shit is going on here?
Let's get out of here.
Yes, for now. Sooner or later, we'll have to pass through this lab, even though every fiber of my body is against it. We need to see if we can disable or control the camera somewhere. Let me quickly search those tables.
Ah.
Reports. It's called Project Pazithea. There aren't much details on what they were. Oh, look, it's a key!
Right!
This might give us access to that locked room where the guards were.
I spent way too much time with trying to figure out how to open this, so I might need to cut a little bit out of that episode, but now we're... back on track! Oh, she just went through. I didn't meant her to. Go through that room. Shit.
And it fits. I'm in.
Yes.
Looks like a surveillance office. We've got some camera screens here, a computer, an electronic box on the wall.
Let's hack
and
that.
A pile of folders on the desk. If there's any place that can deal with those cameras, it's this place right here.
Perfect.
You can dig through the systems while I take a look at the camera box over there.
Yep.
The computer of the security staff. It's in standby. Wakey wakey, little PC! Most of the screens show the NeuroLab. This is some heavy surveillance. Oh, I can access some archived footage here. Let me have a look. Okay, people standing, more people standing. I'm gonna fast forward through this one. Next. Second one. Still nothing. Only people standing.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find... Is that Colburn? He's sitting in a corner, his head buried in his arms. I think it's him. Wait, is he crying? Someone's coming. That's Faso. She's talking to him. I wish the footage had sound, damn it. Okay, she's sending him out. What was that all about?
Shit. Keep going.
All right, next. Nothing. Still nothing. More nothing, and that's it. All of the videos on this disc. Let's move on.
All right. Those were the camera screens, right? Yep.
This box seems to be controlling those cameras on the screens. If I push the buttons... Yep, they rotate. This is exactly what we need to get through the cybernetic lab. But even if this device wasn't screwed into the wall, it would be too heavy to carry. Folders. There's a list of scenarios, whatever that means. Scenario 1, nature sounds. Scenario 2, animal. And it goes on to scenario 10.
What? That's
Working
weird.
On scenario 10, trying to get a full environment and multiple actors. Results pending.
Shit. Alright. Let's install all of our utilities again. Great. Do we have a virus? Nope. Read, write, yes. Version. Right. Just gave ourselves, I think, the possibility to do everything. Trying to install update to cam control. Ah, we allowed that.
It won't update because the version number is up to date.
Cam control software has not been installed. Install destination. Internal hard drive. Oh. I don't know. So, update. That's what the file permission is through.
Oh, you got it to reinstall somewhere? I don't see it. Can you try that again, but install it on my headland somehow?
Sure. Now I finally get the whole picture of this. Install it on her headlands and then we can change the cameras while we are there. Alright. Now, that should work. Installing to headlens. Blue screen upgraded. Let's use that.
Glad to read this. Watch out, security cams. We're coming for you.
This is so cool. Blue screen has updated. Actually, I hate being called blue screen by her, but yeah, you know. Whatever floats your boat. Alright. Oh, that was fucking close. Alright. Alright. Look at
camera
that.
Control software compatible. Rotate security cameras with the space key.
Did you just hear that? Oh boy.
Everyone has a monitor with info on it. Their names, data, and a scenario number. This guy has scenario 7, and that woman scenario 4, and... Oh, what? All the scenarios switched to scenario 9. What the... They're looking at me now. Oh God, why are you looking at me? Stop it! No, fuck, what is going on? Please, blue screen, get me out of here!
I'm planning to.
No, don't touch me! Fuck, let go, let go! They seem to act differently depending on how long they've been here. They have timers. This one's been in here for 64 minutes. Shit, I wish I knew how to free them.
Oh, we don't know the word. Oh.
Oh no, she's dead. The woman here is just hanging from the wires.
I mean, we checked everything.
286 minutes.
Whoa.
Whatever they're doing here, it kills them. They're killing them. I swear they'll go down for... no, no, stop biting me. Scenario 11. It's on scenario 11. Oh God, they want to attack me. No, God, stop. Fuck. Oh God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I punched one. Sorry, please stop. Okay, they're calming down.
Fuck.
Please hurry, blue screen.
I want to. Ah. Great. I should check how it actually changes.
Rotate security cameras with the space key.
So, what does actually happen? Okay. It's pretty annoying because now I don't really know in what direction they will turn. Right. No. Let's go. Come on. Come on, it's green. Why didn't you go there? Ah, I think I'm... No, I'm not able to go through. Ah, fuck, the one. I know that one of them will now see me. Right? Yeah, that one would. How do I now? Oh, I can go. Okay. I saw the path I can take. I can get up to 51. I just did not see that before. Now, you see the path? That's the path. Oh boy. Alright. Now. Holy shit. Oh, there are more than 5 people. Oh shit.
That was the scariest thing I've ever seen, and I've seen seen some shit. What the hell
I think
they
so.
Doing to those poor people?
Maybe they're treating them. The cost of stopping a plague. The scientists are sick. Let's go for the last one.
We're taking this research down. I'm not convinced the Phantom Plague is even real. I think they made that up to have an excuse for people dying on their research tables. They messed up, and now they're trying to
probably
feed us their lies. What do you think?
Actually, I think the same. All right.
I'm glad
probably
you think
fake.
So too. All right. Let's get back to business. We're in the heart of the research department now, and we need to find the data of a high-ranking person to create a key card. And the highest of the high is Professor Faisseau. She's the head of research and also CEO of the Orion's company. If we can find her data, we should be able to gain entry to the airlock to the cargo bay. What we need is her full name, birth date, a photo, biometric data file, and a digitized signature. I bet we can find her photo in the archive, and her signature should be on plenty of documents. We'll probably have to find her office for the rest. Let's get going.
Let's keep going. Can we go to that lab over there, up there? Ah, that's her office. Okay, lab 202. Let's see if we can go there. I don't know what's in there. A lot of people.
This door is locked, but I can hear people inside. They're probably hiding until help arrives. It doesn't sound as if they're injured. I'm not going to do that.
Knock on the door.
Wanted. Drawing attention is the worst thing I could do right now.
Oh, right.
All I know, this room could be full of guards.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I really didn't want to like hand her out. Let's go to the archive.
I bet there's a lot about the research here. Like this recording, for example.
Test 48. Supervisor Faisseau. Can you see her? If yes, please answer me. Can you see her? Not if you don't want to speak up. Does she seem real to you? Good. It's okay. You can cry. Just let it out. Is she speaking to you? What? Is she okay? Calm down. You're safe. No. All right. Abort it. Abort it. Now!
Does she seem real to you? Is that what they did to the people in the neural lab? Make something seem real? Make them see things? For what reasons, I wonder? What do they hope to achieve? But anyway, we're here for Faisseau's photo. Why don't you look on the archive computer and I dig through some folders?
I mean, she's seeing things all the time now. That's making me kind of wonder, to be honest. Right, let's install all our shit again.
They were researching how to induce controlled hallucinations. That's what Project Pasithea is.
Right, let's go through the files first.
I know I will die soon. No way around it. This station is cursed, and now I even believe humanity itself is cursed. Why should we run from the inevitable? Death will find us in the end. They say this name, always say this one name, and then die. I'm running out of scientific reasons. Are demons among us?
What name do they say? And I just saw that. So we definitely need to use file permission every time, because there are documents that are probably not for reading.
These are consent forms of the test subjects. They must be forged. Or maybe they were threatened? Blackmailed?
Who knows? So, let's check out the other files. How about that? Claire Van Claude. Motivation, action, behavior. Okay. Mika Reibach. Sounds like a German name. Micha Reibach. Check identity again, please. Okay. What? I miss you, Alex. Don't worry, I'll meet you soon. We don't belong here. What the fuck? That just gave me goosebumps, you know? This game, it's so... This is what makes this game so awesome. Like, you only are a computer and you don't have to worry about anything, actually. But it's so intense. I really got goosebumps from that message. It's awesome. I love it. Seriously. Damn. Wait, was there anything else that I... Oh, photos. I didn't see that. Search of photos for Fasol. No photos found. Do I have photos of me? No? Do I have photos of... Where's... Oh! Fuck.
Person.
What do you mean?
Nope.
I want a
Searched
picture
more.
Of you. Are you afraid of some nudes coming up?
Not the one.
I know. But there are no photos of her.
Sorry, wrong picture.
I know.
Not the one.
Anyway, no picture here. Let's move. Let's check the other lab out. I mean, I'm kinda annoyed that there was nothing helpful in the archive, but okay.
Distilled water and some chemicals. Oh my, here's a little bottle with phosphoric acid. Should I take it just in case?
Do you want to burn yourself?
Acid makes for a poor lotion.
Maybe we will
There's
need it later, but
the
then
walls.
We come back.
People were working here when the crash happened. Look at all those reports. Sleep analysis data, chemical response analysis. Oh, a request for a substance use on Subject 55. Guess who assigned it? Professor Fasol. We can use
Great.
The scanner in the lab prep room to get the signature into your systems.
Yep.
Experiment reports. The first death occurred 7 weeks ago, and instead of reporting it, they tried to resolve it on their own. More deaths. Earth's laws are indeed very far from this place. What?
Fuck.
Now you want me to take
maybe
it?
We should take the liquids.
Okay, fine. I'll
take
it.
Yeah, I mean, I can change my decision, can't I? Do we have anything here? No files. Oh yeah, maybe we should. Oh yeah, we installed it on everything, so we should be fine, actually. Alright, now go to her office. I don't like this reaction.
Fasol's dead. She's lying with her head on the desk. She's... Oh my god. I think she's been murdered. Shit, I shouldn't touch her.
What?
It's not the first dead person
Do you need a
I've
moment?
Ever seen. I used to write about pretty serious stuff. Don't worry, I'm okay. But who would murder her? Someone who couldn't stand what they were doing anymore? Maybe one of her science hostages escaped and did this to her. She was watching something on her tablet before she died.
Augmented lucid daydreams.
Damn.
The future. Why spend credits on a holodeck when we can reshape reality itself? Turn your bedroom into an ocean and sleep beneath the waves. Relive the greatest sports victories as the players. Or meet someone from your memories as if they were standing beside you. All this. Without any hardware. VR was yesterday. Pasithea is tomorrow.
Damn.
This is what they're doing? crazy drug for rich people? Augmented hallucinations. Is this what you died for so? Was it worth it? Was it worth killing those poor people in your research lab?
Shit, there must be more to it. Seriously.
Okay, now we need to focus on our task. Find the keycard data. There's a computer. That's your call. Some shelves and a safe in the back of the room. I'll look around. Oh, a bunch of folders. Let me see if I can find something in here.
She inspect the corpse. It doesn't help.
I can see bruises on her neck. Wait, let me see if she has her key card in her pocket. Here? No, she's not carrying it with her.
Can't we photograph her face?
That's actually a really good idea. Oh, but whoever killed her also severely hit her face multiple times. After what happened in the security office, I wouldn't be surprised if this is Colburn's doing. Nothing's changed. Faso's dead.
Really?
Faso's computer. Waking it up. I need login credentials.
I will take care of that.
A lot of research reports, many of them about the psychological evaluation of volunteers. Yeah, right. Volunteers. The last report showed that they were trying to stop the Phantom Plague. Yeah, right, stopping it. You've caused it. Your damn experiments killed those people, not a fucking Phantom Plague. Locked. There are scratch marks at the edges of the door. Somebody tried to break it open, but unsuccessfully. I wonder what's in there. Hey, what if I pour that acid on the lock?
Let's find out.
Then maybe I could break it.
That's actually a good idea.
Nah, I'm doing it.
Maybe not.
Save it. I don't feel secure carrying acid around with me. Give it a minute.
I thought maybe we can find the code on the computer.
I need something hard. Oh, good. There. Let's open this thing. It's open. Wow. I feel like a movie thief now. I know, right?
Good thinking.
So what do we have? There's a sheet. Just a sheet. Handwritten.
Hey, analog brute force.
Induction phrase. The griffin can fly. Release phrase. The guardian is blue.
Ah.
This must be the phrases used to start or stop the induced hallucination state. So we could try to free people, like those in the neural lab, maybe. I'm taking the sheet with me.
Great idea. Cool, now we can do that. So, let's hack in there. Shit. Alright. You ain't coming here, right? No. Great. Ah!
Oh!
I wasn't fast enough. Where am I? Up there. Alright. Okay. Ah, cool. Hey, this worked. Nice. Nice. Cool. I like that. System unlocked.
Good job. Oh, wow.
Well, I knew that.
I can access the complete dossier on the project from here.
Why did I do that? We found the password before.
The induced hallucination state, but then patient zero died. Later, another one. Now they're just trying to stop it, but can't. They've caused this. Experiment on people, kill them, and now they're trying to sell everyone the oh-so-mysterious Phantom Plague kills us so they can get their asses saved? Look, here. Most of these volunteers were people who were about to leave Mars. They snatched them off the ship to bring them home and experimented on them. And we thought they were back with their families. Shit. No, I will delete it. I will erase everything they've got. Everything. Those killers will not be able to get a single dime out of this fucking project.
Yeah, you're destroying evidence, actually.
I can't let them get away with this. Those poor people, their families. This has to stop.
I don't know. Actually, I think we have to keep the research because this is actually a proof that they did this shit. If we delete the research, they will probably just start again and kill more people. I mean, that's my view of it, so I will use this.
Did you retract my permissions? Are you serious?
Perhaps. It might save lives.
Blue screen. Make yourself useful and find the keycard data. You search the computer,
yeah.
I'll continue looking through those files.
Damn. She's pissed. Right, secrecy, absolutely, ma'am, but as soon as we have something solid, we have to inform the Global Health Department. What's that? I know the risks, I know the problems, but we need a living subject. The Phantom Plague will take us all if we can't find out how it works. It will not be enough to study the deceased. And as I told you, we have the upper hand with 55. Nobody even knows she exists. Who's 55? I wanted to send you a video, but I didn't have time. Sorry, do you remember what happened 60 years ago? You forgetful old scientist, spoiler alert, you were born. Happy birthday, I'm so proud of you, wish I could visit you and see your work. I've read the article about you, hope you celebrate. Faso was born on the 28th of November.
Good job.
Don't be that pissed now with me. Don't you dare. Wait. I can't install my stuff on this computer.
We made a lot of progress today. We've managed to maintain the induced state for 10 minutes straight without any panic attacks. Phantom Plague. Who came up with that name? As far as we know, it's not contagious, so it's not a plague. It's a seizure. The body's vitals cease to work and the victim dies within seconds. We have no clue why this happens. It seems to be connected to Pezethia. But how? It makes no sense. I've triple-checked everything. It doesn't make sense. I don't
know
where
this is going.
We're chasing a ghost and
listen to science.
What? How? It won't be the same. It won't.
What? Meseramthesin... What genus macro... What the fuck is that? I have no idea. Some games. What cheats? I download cheats. Huh. I don't really know what this is. It's probably not the best thing to... Lost Fantasy 31. I understand that reference. Probably everyone who ever played a single fantasy game in their lives.
Good to know. I haven't been idle either. Found this certificate here. Her full name is Amélie Faso. That's all I could find. If you're done, we can go now.
I'm not done. Wait, I'm not done. Fuck. I was just in the middle of her private stuff. Not safe for work. What's that? Oh, what's that? Download that. Got an achievement for that. Oh. SQL data. Download. I don't know why I'm downloading everything, actually. Activity off. Great. I just don't really get why I can't install my stuff on this computer. Like, I can't even make the files to be editable. Right, now I really want to know. Wait a second. Apps, intelligence, no, files. What do we have here? I want to look at the this image, to be honest. I mean, I don't want to see a dick pic, but I want to see the image. I really want to. Alright, anyway. Cool, we now can... We can take the fast route now. That's good. Alright.
Let's get this signature digitized. And yep. It's done. You should be able to download the file now.
Okay. Download it.
Scantastic.
Got the signature.
Oh, sorry, that was
really
bad.
That was a really bad pun. I like that. So what do we need? Find a photo in the archive. We've been in the fucking archive. Okay. Alright. Alright. Well. I clicked on a name and it said... it can't find anything. Huh. Look at that. Read, write, okay? All right. Okay, we can look at everything. Let's make everything available. I don't know. Or maybe we can write back on that. That would be pretty cool. So, but we only have like 3 pictures available. This is kind of weird, but okay. Let's check the files out.
I know I will die soon. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
The station is...
Okay, we heard that already. Can we maybe like... Sam? Is it you? Where are you? What the fuck is going on? Alright. I don't know. Did it save that actually? No. Too bad. Huh. Cool. Okay. Cause file system is full? Are you for real? Remove some files in system apps files. I don't know. How do I delete something? Remove R. Alright. I don't know. I thought I can just keep everything. I don't want to delete the Well, the image. Who knows what that is? Ah, fuck off. Alright. God damn it. I don't know about those apps and those were game files. They were probably completely irrelevant. But yeah. Do we still not have what we want? I mean, I can't let her look around in here. Find a photo in the archive. So we downloaded all her pictures. Like, all the pictures that were available, at least. Oh, now we have a full name. We didn't have that before.
Yes, that's her. Professor
Fasso's
biometric photo. It's file number 4. Please download it to my headlens so we can cross it off the list.
Alright, you know what? Let's get rid of that stuff. Okay. Right. The source face is yours.
Check.
We got everything. Now we can create the... Now we can create the ID card. It's great. That is really great. So. Right, so where did it say we can do this? I think... I don't like the sound. Shit. Okay.
You can review all gathered data under system.apps.intelligence.
Yep. So she's called Emily Fasor. Birthday. Fuck. All right. What did it say? Where can I do this? Apps intelligence. Take my picture again. All right. Birthday was the 28th of November. 2053. Photo data, we have photo 4. We could take probably the not safe for work image we found as well, right? Signature data is the biometric, right? I'm not sure. Probably. Oh no, it's the scan. Yeah, I fucked up. Oh.
You can review
I need
all
to take
data under
yeah,
system
I know.
Dot apps dot intelligence.
Photo data. That's photo 4. Signatures to scan.
And the card has
biometric
been
is biometric.
Now we're officially important.
Nice, officially important.
This should give us access to the lift and hangar door. We can either leave the dome or try to find Linnea's sister. Your call.
We can try to find her sister, really? That's pretty cool. Can I have a big overview of this place, please? I would really like that. You know what? Let's try to free those people. How about that? Do you want to try that?
Okay, let's try that release phrase on them. The Guardian is blue. The Guardian is blue. Damn it, they can't hear me through those weird plugs they have in their ears, and I can't remove them. They start attacking me if I get too close. We just can't help them.
God damn it. That's really I hate that. That's the exit. How can we find her sister? No, I really want to find her sister. I'm pretty sure that we checked every room.
I'm authorized to enter the airlock, but without power, we can't use the doors and pressurize the chamber. I guess we'll have to pay the recreational area a visit and fiddle with the reactor. Right it is.
Right it is. Code 7 virus reaches destination in 2 hours. Oh boy. Am I taking too long? Is there an actual time limit?
The reactor is here, somewhere, which should help us power the airlock. They really like their light barriers. There's another one up ahead, so I can only go the other way. I can hear talking from the canteen. The survivors are probably hiding in there. Oh boy, I'm not looking forward to going in there.
Where's that?
Wanted list, remember? People love having scapegoats served
yeah,
up, and I'm
come
on the
on.
Menu. Ready to go in?
That's better head to research. What? Actually, I don't really know. We will do this area in the next episode. So I really wanted to finish the science lab in this episode. We will finish the other one in the next. I don't really know how long this whole episode is. So maybe we will finish it in the next episode. And if we're not able to do that, we will continue it, of course. So yeah, I really enjoy this game so far. It's awesome. I'm a little pissed about myself because I can't find her daughter. Like, they really said we can move on or find or try to find her daughter in here. I don't really know. Let's see if we may be able to go back there to continue checking. I'm not really sure of that. So yeah, I will end this episode right here. I really hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, hit the like button down below, leave me a comment, and then I will see you again in the next episode of Code 7.